We're doing the Chazon Ish Emunah V'Bitchon. We're on page Lamed. We're in the middle of a paragraph, and the Chazon Ish said he has to expand on this point because you don't find many people actually learning halacha. What ends up happening is people deceive themselves, and they think it's enough to learn ethics and to give nice speeches and nice ideas, and it's hard to learn halacha. It's factually difficult to learn and to invest the time and the effort, and so it's become widespread, this notion that if I know how to be a nice person and I learned ethics and I learned different ideas of Musar, of the values of Judaism, so I know Torah. And the Chazon Ish said, I have to speak about this because the true aspect of how we're supposed to lead our lives, the halakha, seems to be lacking, and not only lacking, but lacking in importance in the eyes of people. And it's so difficult to convince people that in order to be an ethical person, you have to know how to apply those values, and that is the halakha, the omnam. And in fact, says the Chazon Ish, this idea that people think it's enough to learn values, en nitalem sheze sheker muchlat, I cannot ignore that this is an utter lie. Undoubtedly, if you hear people talking and they say so-and-so is a great orator, he's a great lecturer, what they mean is he speaks so nicely and he draws people's attention, but that's not the idea of a great orator in Judaism. A great orator has to have the content of halacha. It's not enough that he could tell nice stories and good values. There has to be the exact concept of what am I supposed to do? What is the halacha? V'imko hayta kavanat Rava Baba Kama mem amud alef al Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. And if that's what Rava meant, that Rabbi Elazar be Rabbi Yossi is such a good teacher, I am in a ra'ui l'Rav Nachman Shalom Midrash V'Agada. The Talmud tells a story. Rava said that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi is a great teacher. So when he showed up, Rav Nachman started asking him halachic questions. And if the idea of being a great teacher is that you can attract the crowds by telling them stories, then Rav Nachman should have asked him for some stories. He should have asked him in Medrash and in Haggadah. Sheba lefanav shalo halachot. We find that when he showed up, Rav Nachman asked him questions in halacha. Lamadnu shehitpalut hanefesh shegavra rabba hainu belimud halacha. We see that when the Shas analyzes who is a great person, they want to understand, is he great in his knowledge of halacha? That's what makes a person great. It used to be customary that they would let the young students have their own corner in the market. And he would be tested if he was fit to have that privilege. So then, shaluto ba'alacha. They would ask him in halacha. If he knew halacha, then he would have those rights, those privileges, that people would do special business with him. Uchshematu she'no meshiv. And when they found that the person did not know halacha well, echlitu she'no talmid chacham. They said very simply, then he's not a talmid chacham. If he doesn't know halacha, he's not a talmid chacham. Uchshamdu livnei p'tirato she Rabbi Elazar ha'gadol. We have the great Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. He was lying on his deathbed. It says in Avot Rabbi Natan Perek Chafei, Yushalin lo betarot betumot mikvot. It says, till the second he passed, they kept asking him questions in halacha. What's tameh? What's tahor? What's the halacha of this mikvah, that mikvah? And it says, he passed away uttering the word tahor. That was the last thing he said. They asked him one more halacha, and he said tahor, it's pure. They asked him halacha about a certain type of ball, whether it can... Whether it can become spiritually defiled or not. We have a whole order in Shas. One-sixth of Shas discusses the laws of Tum'ah and Tahara. We have this concept that when a person dies, they impart a spiritual defilement. That the eight species of creepy, crawly creatures also, they defile things when they die. When a woman has her onset, then she becomes Tameh till she'll go to Mikveh. So we have a whole order in Shas, Taharot. And it says that when Rabbi Eliezer was lying on his deathbed, the students asked him questions. So the second he died, the last thing he said was tahor. And the rabbi said, look at him. He was so pure that the last word he said in his life was tahor. pure. So you see, they didn't ask him questions about ethics, because the practical application of ethics is knowing the halacha. And Rabbi Eliezer, it's a scary piece of Gemara there, a scary piece of Medrash, that Rabbi Eliezer told his students that they're all going to pay a price because none of them learned seriously enough. You know the story? Maybe we'll take a look for a second. So he says, you see, the last message that Rabbi Eliezer leaves the students with is that you should be studying more diligently. You guys aren't studying enough. Now, who are these students? You're talking about Rabbi Akiva. You're talking about the top rabbis of Israel. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus is lying on his deathbed, and he says, all these years, why don't you guys come study more? All this time has passed, and you haven't been studying as much as you could. And again, we're talking about the great sages of Israel, but their Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, is giving them over the head, that they should have studied more. So the Medrash says, when Rabbi Eliezer was lying on his deathbed, 25th chapter of Avot Rabbi Natan. It says like this, the students came in, they asked him this, they asked him that. It's worth seeing the full story. I'll tell you the full story just because it's good to know. It says like this. Rabbi Eliezer became ill, and it was clear he was going to die. And it was a Friday afternoon. Rabbi Akiva and his friends, meaning the other rabbis, came in to visit him. And he was sleeping in his room. They sat outside. His son Hyrcanus came in to help him take off his tefillin. And Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't let him. He said, leave my tefillin on. And Hyrcanus came out crying. And he said to the rabbis, he said, I think my father lost his sanity. And Rabbi Eliezer heard that. And he said, son, I didn't lose my sanity. You lost your sanity. You should have lit the candles. If you're worried it's Shabbos, then why don't you light candles? That's a biblical prohibition. Wearing tefillin into Shabbos is not biblical. I saw you didn't light the candles yet. So I figured you're not yet concerned it's Shabbos. If you were concerned, then before you take off my tefillin, go light candles. So the rabbi saw that Rabbi Eliezer was still sharp as anything. He was still with it. So they sat in and they sat before him. And they started asking him, this vessel and that vessel and another vessel, can they become defiled? And he answered them with each vessel how, not only if they become defiled, but also how you could immerse it in the mikveh, because some of them are in the middle of being processed. And he said, but be careful, because the halachas I'm telling you now are things I have on tradition all the way back to Moshe. I'm answering your questions about these different vessels, but you should know every one of them, I'm answering you based on tradition all the way to Moshe. And they asked him back and forth and in the laws of mikvah. And they'd ask him about one thing, he'd say tameh. They'd ask him what about it, something else, he'd say tahor. And it went back and forth, and everything they'd ask, he would give him clear instructions. Then Rabbi Eliezer said to the rabbis, he says, I wonder about you students, because maybe you will be punished with the death penalty from heaven. And they asked him why. And he said, because you didn't come here and study all these years. Now I'm on my deathbed, you're coming and asking questions. Yeah. But all these years you didn't. And then he said, Akiva, why didn't you come? Now the real reason was because the rabbis ostracized him. The rabbis ostracized him when he argued about that Avin Tanurosh Elachnai. But he held they were wrong. And in fact, our sages say that after he passed away, all the rabbis realized that he was right and they were wrong. So he was right. And he said, so why didn't you come study all this time? Yeah. So Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi, I didn't have time. And then he said, I wonder if you will die a natural death. We know Rabbi Akiva's death, right?
Yeah.
They hear from Rabbi Eliezer that he doesn't think they will die a natural death. And then Rabbi Akiva asked him, Rabbi, how am I going to die? And he said, you're going to suffer more than everyone else. Now, this is the period that the Romans have already taken over Israel. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus is the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who who carried him out of the wall to Vespasian during the time of the destruction. So Rabbi Eliezer saw the temple and saw its destruction. And the Romans, 180 years before the destruction of the temple, the Romans already took over the land of Israel. Technically, we were under Roman rule 180 years before the destruction. So at this point, Rabbi Eliezer is telling them not such good news, right? Rabbi Akiva sat before him, and he said, "Okay, so Rabbi, teach me now." So on the spot, he taught him 300 halachos about the white blemish called Beheret. And then Rabbi Eliezer lifted his two arms and placed them over his chest. Pious people, they realize just before they're going to die, and they prepare themselves for burial. So he placed his two hands on his chest as a sign that that's it, I'm about to pass away. And he said, "Woe to me, my two arms are like two Sifrei Torah that are leaving the world." Because he said, "I can testify about my hands, that they were busy with Torah all the time. They were pure." Now remember, he started off as a farmer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was 28 years old. He didn't know how to read a single pasuk. But from the time he started learning, he's saying, they're like two Sifrei Torah. If I had all the seas as ink, and all the reeds as pens, and all of humanity to write, they couldn't write all that I merited to learn in Tanakh, and Mishnah, and Talmud from the sages. And it, with all that I've learned from the sages, he said, everything I know is like a person who sticks his finger in the sea. That when you take it out, the sea is still raging. There's still so much water in the sea. Everything I know, I've barely touched the wisdom of my teachers. And he says, I have 300 halachos on tradition just in the laws of a mechashefa, a woman who practices witchcraft. And I have 3,000 halachos that no one ever asked me about them other than Akiva. Yeah. Akiva once asked me, and he asked me how they use sorcery to plant cucumbers, and I showed him. And I could say one word, and the whole field became filled with cucumbers. And then I said another word, and they all got collected to one spot. So all these things I learned about sorcery, only one student asked me a halacha. I have 3,000 halachot that I'm going to die with that no one learned from me. He said 3,000 halachot in one area of halacha that no one ever asked me, no one knows. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah asked him, Rebbe, when they're sewing the shoe on top, the shoesmith has this, I don't know what it's called, it's like a metal piece that you put the shoe on, and then you sew the shoe on it. So he said, when it's on it and you're sewing it, is it considered a complete vessel before you take it off that it can become defiled? So he said, it's tahor, it's not yet a vessel. And he kept answering them back and forth until he passed away saying the word tahor. And when he said that, so Rav Eliezer ben Azariah tore his clothing and wept, and he said to the rabbis, come see Rabbi Eliezer how pure he was, even though everyone had ostracized him for so many years of his life. Why did they ostracize him? Okay. So the Talmud tells us, if we're going to do that, gentlemen, you want to learn that story? It's a worthwhile story, but it'll take us another like 7 minutes.
We wrote relatively recently. Right. This idea, isn't it strange that today when most yeshivas learning halacha, right? Gemara is what they do. I mean,
but how much halacha do people learn? How many people learn true. Down to the halacha?
Right. That's right. I guess you could say that, right.
He's saying it's.
So he's equating Gemara learning with
not. Rav Kook said the same thing. Rav Kook said people learn Talmud and they never get down to the halachos.
The educator is what happens when you talk to a high school educator or a grammar.
That's a good question for a Thursday night. Let's finish the Chazon Ish, and then if everyone will vote for learning the story of Rabbi Eliezer, we'll learn that story too. I want to finish this line, this in the Chazon Ish, and then if you want, we'll learn the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. So his point is, you see that the discussion with Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was about the importance of learning halacha, and they spent their time just before he passed away asking him about halacha. Sanedrei gdola sheyashva belishkat hagazit, sheze merkaz haTorah al pi haTorah. The high court that sat in that special room in the temple called Lishkat HaGazit, which is the center of Torah, as the Torah teaches us. Anyone who goes against their teaching can get the death penalty. They're the ones who give ruling whether we can go out to war or not. And they're the ones who establish a king. What did they need to know? In order to be a rabbi in the high court, you needed to have bikiyut ba'alacha. You needed to have a mastery of halacha b'dinei isur v'eter, what's prohibited, what's permissible, b'dinei mamonot, in monetary laws, uv'yeter halachot, and in all other halachot, as we find in the Rambam, the fourth chapter of the laws of Sanhedrin, the eighth halacha. And so the Chazon Ish says, I've taken all this time expanding on this because people don't view it this way. People are very comfortable learning musar and leaving it at that. People think they could give beautiful speeches just based on the messages, the ideas, without going into the halachot, the practical applications, which are in fact the core idea of Torah, is the application of Torah in the halachot.